I Trust When Dark My Road, Episode 4, Learning How to Let Others Help You. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." John chapter 13. We've talked about the need to learn about self-care and about how this is actually an important part of what it means to be a Christian, certainly what it means to be a pastor. But the sad reality is that for most people who suffer from depression or so many other mental illnesses, this just isn't possible. They're not capable of helping themselves, of even recognizing the level of their own problems. It's kind of like refusing to be diagnosed because you don't feel bad, refusing to go to the doctor because you don't realize that you can't walk anymore. It's almost crazy, but that is really how it is. I remember having a conversation once with one of my parishioners who had cancer. He was telling me he had 5 daughters, and he was telling me about how through this cancer, he didn't want to be a burden to them or to anyone. He was worried that people were going to have to take care of him. And we had a real interesting talk about this because for him, the idea of other people caring for him was nearly impossible for him to understand. It took a little while for him to recognize that the greatest gift that he could give to his daughters, in this case, was letting them help him. So, for those who suffer from depression, one of the greatest gifts that they can give is to recognize there are people who love you. There are people that you can trust. They do know what is right and what is best, and to let them actually help you. God be with you.